Today is Daf Yud Dalid. We're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We'll go back to the Mishnah for 2 minutes and say over the Mishnah. Here we go. Elu Mutarin. These are the following things that are mutar. In other words, they're not nedarim. Why are they not nedarim? We'll see. Chulin she'ochel lecha. Chulin that I will eat. That's what those words mean, no? Kibasar chazir. Chulin I will eat like I eat pig. Meaning I don't eat that. Because I'm not allowed to eat pig. Or kavodas kochavim, or like idols, or keoros levuvin, the skins of the heart of animals which they used to use to worship idols. It's different than an idol. An idol, the Ron explains, an idol you can have be mavatel. A guy can be mavatel, the idol. That didn't work for me. The oros levuvin, you cannot be mavatel. Why? Because it's worse than an idol. It's what you used to worship the idol. That's worse. That's why, like I said yesterday, the hair of the shetel that was used in a temple is worse than the idol of Buddha. Because that's used in the service. It's worse. It can't become batel. L'chora. Next, kinevelos u'trefos shkatsim v'ramasim. All non-kosher things. The Ran says these are worse in a way because they have tumma attached to them. Right? K'chalas Aaron uk trumaso. Like the chala of Aaron or truma. All that, mutter. All that's mutter. We said ve'el mutarin. We repeat again, it's mutter. However, ha'omer le'ishto, the guy says to his wife, hare at alai k'ima, you're usher to me like my mother. You're usher to me like he's making a neder on his own wife. We said, poskun lo pesach mokam acher. You have to get that neder undone. We said mokam acher means don't undo the neder at the expense of your mother's kavod. Find some other way to get out of that neder. And the Ran explains that shelo yakal rosho lekach. It shouldn't be light for you. So the Ran explains people are more prone to get angry at their wife to make a neder like this. Really, the neder doesn't count. What's the reason why nothing in this Mishnah is a neder? Because you can't make a neder on something already usser. Your mother is already usher to you.
So what do you have to do there?
So when you usher your wife like your mother, that's a meaningless statement, right? And therefore she's still mutter to you. So why do you have to go get a hataras and tarim? You have to go get it undone. Why? So the Ran explains, because people are very oftentimes get angry at their wife. They make the dorm against their wife. They make the dorm against their wife more than they make the dorm against other things. I'm not going to eat that cookie today in neder. Who does that? People don't do that, but against their wives, they're angry, they'll make such a statement. We don't want people to think that nedarim are very, 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 very meaningless. So if you make a common sin like that against your wife, go get that undone. We don't want you to think, and then when you make the nedar on the cookie, that's why nedarim don't mean anything. Yeah, the rabbi told me the other day, my man had to get to my wife, he told me to go home. Right? He told me to go home, don't worry about it. So people are going to think it's always go home, don't worry about it. It's not true. It's only on things that are already usher. Since the wife is so common, we make it go get it undone. Go to the rabbi. Okay? And the Gemara is going to qualify that and say it's only by Amaratzim. Because the Chachamim know this. Okay. Okay, good? Okay. Taima, the whole reason is the Amar Chulin She'ochel. The Amar Chulin She'ochel Lecha. Because the guy said that it should be like Chulin, right? Ha'amar lichulin she'ochel lecha.
What? Lachulin.
What?
Says here lachulin.
Well, mine says lichulin. Okay. It doesn't make a difference. Ha'amar lichulin she'ochel lecha. But if someone says lichulin, right? Lichulin. That what? Tuchulin. This is usher to me. What you mean to say is lo lichulin lehevi. This should not be chulin. Ella carbon, rather it should be a carbon, and then it's chal. Now, how'd you just do that?
I'm not 100%
said sure, but now mani masnisin. Who's the author of that? The only reason why this neder is not chal is because you said chulin. Chulin is what you said was that pig should be usher to this chulin should be usher to me like that pig. That pig's already usher. We said it's not nederable. It can't be the subject of a neder. Therefore, the meat that you want to hear in front of you is still mutter to eat it. Make sense? You can't make a neder a potato chip. These odd potato chips are usher to me like that pig. Pig is already usher to you. So saying this statement does not create a neder, and therefore the potato chips are still mutter. Then the Mishnah said that. If someone says, this chulin's mutter to me, like potatoes, like a pig, or avodah zarah, or non-kosher things, none of that works. However, if you say, lichulin, what you mean is, no, not chulin, but a carbon. So these potato chips should be usher to me, like, but you said a pig also, right? So now, how does this work? This carbon, this non-chulin, that's what he's saying, this non-chulin over here should be ushered to me just like the pig. That must be what you said. That now will be chal. Why? Because when you really said this non-chulin, you meant to make it into a carbon.
No, you're saying...
This non-chulin.
No, it is chulin, but it's like...
La-chulin, the non-chulin. The Gemara says... Lachulin sh'ochel lecha mashma, lo lachulin lehevi. Not that it's chulin, ella carbon. Rather a carbon. Now,
so that's how, even though we know that the pig is.
So you might not need to say the pig statement. You might not need the pig statement now.
You said it.
What?
But you said it.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's not clear. It doesn't seem like it seems like it's learning without it.
Correct. Correct. So then what's the other statement?
This should be basically boiling down to this should be like non-chulin.
Correct. It should be like a carbon. And by the way, that pig over there is also not, I'm not allowed to eat that also. Something like that. But the point is that the kicker is that you said lichulin or lachulin. So we had that distinction yesterday. The le and the la. So Mani Masnisin, who said this? So Amar of Meir, Iber Meir, can't be Rav Meir. Why? Because Haleshle Meklal Avat Hashemayahin. He doesn't hold from that principle. That if I say lachulin, that means carbon. He doesn't make that inference. When I say this, I mean that. El Rabbi Yehuda, but do you want to tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda? It's a high new ratio. We had that on Daf Yud. That's the same exact thing we had already.
We learned this already.
It was only like 4 days ago. But we did learn it already. So what's pshat? So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not a chiddush. ID, the katani, kibasar, chazir, kavodas, kochavim, lahachi katani chulin. You're right, it's just thrown in also. It doesn't teach us anything new. Look at Duran. ID, the katani, basar, chazir. Klomar, ha, the katani chulin, sha'ochalacha. When a guy makes a statement like that, lavel gufa itstrich. I don't need it to tell. That was totally extra. There's nothing to be medayik. There's nothing to learn out from that statement. Why? Just to get the flow, juices flowing, just to start the Mishnah, we threw that in. So it's an independent statement now. So it has nothing to do with the pig. Independent statement. If someone says, la chulin, right?
That's good.
What?
That's good.
That's good. What? No. If someone says chulin, that's good. That's not an eder. That's not an eder. If someone says, that implies that if someone says lachul, that is an eder. That's not in the Mishnah.
Right. Oh, good.
But it's an implication.
You say good, you mean it's not an eder?
It's not an eder. But the Mishnah started off. Elohim mutarin. These are the following things in a mutter. If someone makes a statement chulin, that's mutter. Pig, mutter. Avodah zarah, mutter. Oh, if someone says lachul, that's elsewhere. That's talking a good nether. Why? Because it implies a carbon. Not chulin implies a carbon. Good? Okay. Ravina Amar, Hachi Katani. A different way of reading the Mishnah. The Elu Mutarin, these are the following things that are mutter. And it's going to fuse the two statements. Kachulin, Kichulin, Kibasar Chazir, Kavoras Kochavim. Right?
That makes more sense.
V'i, Lo, Tana, Chulin. Had the Mishnah not written Chulin, Havamin, I would think, Boi Shela. You have to go for a Shela. So the Mishnah said something so obvious to let you know that you don't even have to go ask a rabbi. It's absolutely invalid nether. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Umi ikal asuke al daita hachi? Does anyone, what's that noise? Does anyone have a kasha on that? Is that a kasha? Ha, midiktani seifa. 1 second. We already said in the seifa. What did we say in the seifa? We said that if a guy makes nether against his wife, he has to go get it undone. What about everything else? You don't have to get undone. You don't have to get any other nether undone. Why? They're patently not in the dark. A guy makes a nether. I'm not going to eat that potato chips. Like, I'm not going to go worship that avodah zarah. That's not a nether. The only one who was the wife, right? Mitzani Sefer Hamalish Dariad Hareat Kiima Poschin Lo Pesach Mokom Acher. Then you have to go get it undone. Michlal, you see from here, Dereisha Lo Bay Shaila. That in Dereisha, you don't have to get it undone. Absolutely not. The Gemara says you're right. Ela Machvarta, you're right. Chulin Memela Nasba. Chulin was written for no reason. You're right, like we said before.
So it's a chulin comma and then the buser?
Yeah.
It's not limited.
Exactly. And what's the chiddush? There is no chiddush. Okay. Menahani mili. How do you know? So Ryan says, how do you know that if you make a neder on something that's already usher, it doesn't work? How do you know that? Right, we've been learning this for 3 days. How do you know such a thing? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Ish, a man, Ki yidor neder l'Hashem. A man makes a neder to Hashem. So we say, Ad shi yidor bedavar hanoder. Until you make a neder with something that you can make into a neder. Right? But you can't make a neder, I'm not going to eat something that you already can't eat. Or you already can't have enough from. Because it's already usher. So, the answer is...
We already had this pasuk, and it's the question already.
No, we never had this question. How do you know you can't make a neder on something already usher? We never had that question.
What?
The pasuk we've mentioned before. The pasuk we mentioned before, never for this rule. The answer is...
two different things?
Yeah. I think the earlier Gemara we said it's in different letters of the word the lamed, different things we learned. The point is it's Zeres HaKasav. Ad she yidar b'davar hanoder. Fine.
What's that mean? You have to link it to something that what?
You have to link it to something that's not inherently usher.
That was made usher by a neder.
Yeah.
Or became usher because you made.
No, it became usher because you made it into a neder. So you can't. It's the lashon that they use is tfisa.
Right.
The Ran says, how do you know the matfis bedavar ha'aser lo mitzar? If you're matfis, if you grab onto something already aser, it doesn't work to neder. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem. How do you get from that pasuk to that din? Right? How do you get from that pasuk to that din? The answer is, it's a gzeres hakasuv. It's a libud. It's not logical. I would never have read that pasuk and said that din. Guy makes a promise to God. Oh, but you can't make a promise on something already usher. How do you, doesn't say that. The answer is, it's a gzeres hakasuv.
Right, but is a carbon a neder?
What?
A carbon is a neder?
So you create, as we said, you create it. You create it. You create that isser. A carbon you create. A pig, Hashem made it. Hashem took care of that. Hashem said it's usher. You didn't do anything. God did that. Okay. So what kind of limit is that? Afilu bedavra ha'aser nami. It should even be something that's aser. Why? Doxiv says la'aser iser al nafsho. It uses the word aser. So why can't it be something already aser? So the Gemara says la'aser iser. No, those two words. Mibarile l'kidatanya. We learn that for something else. Ezu as iser ha'amar b'torah. What is something aser in the Torah? Dot. Two dots here. What on earth does the Gemara mean by this? It means, what we had a few days ago, that a guy makes a neder, we had it on Friday, a guy makes a neder that I'm not going to eat like the day of my father's yard site. In other words, we'll take a look at the Ran. The Ran, it's the second line, the first line, the first of the widest lines of the Ran. You see it says, Mitzibayu l'kidatanya, Ezu iser. What do those words teach me? L'ashme'inan, da'afagaf t'tali nidro b'neder. You made your nether dependent on something. Shalom Nesar Elalo Levado. It's only on you. You made a nether on yourself. Tahainu Yom Shemespo Aviv. I'm not going to eat like it's my father's yard site. Chayla Nidra. The nether is chal. De'i lav hachi. If I wouldn't have had that din, you know what I would think? Hai kra havamina. I would have thought ki yidor nether ad jiyidor bedavashu noda lagamri. Nesar mikol machmas osa nether. I will answer something to the whole world. That's what I would think. The only time a neder is chal is when I say, this cup, nobody in the world can have the hanah from this cup. Not sure. Why would I think that? I don't know. Why would I think that? So therefore, comes along the Torah, no, it can be individual things too. Only your wife could eat on the day of your father's yard. Your kids could, your next door neighbor could, just you can't. I would have thought that that's not how it works. Kamashmalan, Torah comes along. No, it's an individual in the Darim. Kamashmalan, Dekra, the Usser, Isser. You yourself ask him something. Not sure what was the... Why would I think that? That you could only make the Darim and Tasha the whole world? Therefore, it comes along the Torah. No, you can give me a private edge or two. Okay. What? You do hear it? Okay.
I don't know why we're learning this now, not private.
Okay, Ha'omer le'ishto. A guy says to his wife, Hare at alai ki'ima. You're usher to me like my mother. So what do we say? That neder, since that neder is, so to speak, common, more common than other nedarim, we're afraid to learn the wrong halachas, you'll think that no nedarim ever matter, so you have to go to the rabbi and get it undone. Right? Vermini, 1 second. Vermini, 1 second. It says, Hare, we have a brisa, right? The brisa says, Hare at alai. Your guy says to his wife, you're usher to me, kibasar ima, like the flesh of my mother, kibasar achoso, like my sister, ka'arla, like arla, which you're not allowed to eat, not allowed to have a no either. Klaya kerem, lo amar klum, none of that matters. All that is not a neder. Now, 1 second. What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says if you make a neder, you got to go to the rabbi. And here, the bride says it's klum. Nothing. It's a contradiction. Right? So, Gemara says, amar bayanot. Lower my klum midaraisa. No, you're right. Midaraisa, it's taka nothing. However, v'tzarach she'ela midarabanon. Our mission said on the rabbanon level, you have to go to the rabbi. Right? We said it's zero. So you don't have to go. Midaraisa, you don't have to go. Midarabanon, you have to go. So it's not a contradiction at all. Good? Rava Omar. Rava gives another answer. Ha, the Bryce is talking about a Talmud Chacham. The Bryce is talking about a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham knows it's nothing. Now why did he say it if he's such a Talmud Chacham? Why is he telling his wife that? Why is he telling his wife that?
Just to
get her angry, right? But he knows this doesn't count. He knows it's not really a neder, because he knows you can't be machfis and neder on something already usher. He knows that, right?
Why is he talking about that?
What?
Talmud Chacham, why is he talking about that? It's a funny lesson for a Talmud Chacham.
Right? Vaha ba'am ha'aretz. And the other one, the Mishnah, where you do have to go get it undone, was talking about an Amah Aretz. Look at the...
The mission goes according to
Amah Aretz. What?
The mission I was talking about, addressing
Amah Aretz? Yeah, which means the Hamona. Most people. Right? The average guy. Yeah. The question's all the way. Why would the Bryce talk about such a select few people?
Select few that are cursing their wives, that are comparing their wives to their mothers.
Who are also Talmud Chacham. Right? Right? 1 second. Vatanya. And this, I think, this Vatanya is what?
Binichusa,
right? It's just a proof. Hanoder ba Torah, lo amar klum. If somebody makes a neder on the Torah, it doesn't count, right? Hanoder ba Torah, lo amar klum. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan. So, what does it mean, Hanoder ba Torah, lo amar klum? So Hanoda Batar Lo Amar Klum. Oh, you know, but look at the Rashi. Look at the Ran. You see the Ran that starts off Hilkach Le'inyan Halacha. You see what it says? Naktinan the Matvis Bedavra Ha'aser Lo Have Neder. If you do that, it's not a neder. Velo Tzarech She'ela Klal. You don't need a She'ela. Tafilu Ba'am Aretz. Even a Ma'am Aretz. Ella B'Madir Ishto Bolvad. Except for the wife. That's why it's in the Mishnah. Ready? But if you make a personal neder, it's chal, which is what we all thought all along. Now look, go to the second to bottom line, where it says, I'm talking about chacham. Fine. Now, the Tanya b'nichusa now is a whole other topic. A guy says like this, Hanoder batorah, Lo Amar Klum. If a guy makes a neder, right? There's a Sefer Torah sitting over here. And what does the guy say? With this Torah, I'm going to do so and so, or I'm not going to do such and such. I swear by this Torah that I'm not going to do such and such. Is that a neder? What's it matfis on? Is it matfis on the mitzvah in the Torah, or on the parchment? So the Gemara thinks of a matzvah on the parchment. That's not netherable. What is that?
Why?
Why?
Why isn't it?
It's just not. It's a shua. If I make a guy makes a neder, I'm not gonna eat treif. I'm not treif. I'm not gonna eat potato chips. I swear by this Torah right here, I'm not gonna eat potato chips. So the Gemara says it's lor maklum. Why is it lor maklum? Because he didn't say Hashem's name. Hashem's name is in the Torah a million times. You didn't mean that. You meant the parchment. And the parchment, it's not Hashem's name, the parchment. It's just skins. Right. Now, on the skins is written God's name.
Exactly.
That's not what you meant.
You can't discard that.
That's not what you meant. So, Hanoder bat Torah, lo Amar klum. V'Amar Rab Yochanan, v'tzarech she'ela l'chacham. And if you're a chacham, you have to go get it undone. V'Amar Rav Nachman, v'Talmud Chacham. I'm sorry, v'tzarech she'ela l'chacham. You have to go to a chacham to get it undone.
Is that
one second. V'Amar Rav Nachman, v'Talmud Chacham, ain't tzarech she'ela. Talmud Chacham doesn't have to go get it undone. Why? Because he knows it's nothing. Why do you say it? It's just to be exaggerating. You want to show how I'm going to say. I swear by that Torah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? Because you didn't use Hashem's name and you didn't asser with anything substantial. Just a what?
Would you not
exactly. So therefore, it doesn't count. But the point wasn't that. Wasn't the point? The point was that if you're an Amar Rad, you have to get it undone, and if you're Talmud Chacham, you don't. Why is it different than any other neder? I'm not sure. I mean, it was common? I don't know.
Is this case a neder or is this case a shvua?
I think it's a shvua.
Has to be a shvua.
Yeah, I think it's a shvua.
By definition, almost, it has to be a
shvua.
Yeah, what does note 9 on page 14 say?
He said...
For the non-art school person.
It doesn't mean that the only way to affect a neder is through association with something vowel. You can say, at Daf Beis, we learned that... You can say this is hereby forbidden to me, period, without linking it.
Okay.
If you want to do it, you want fuss, so you got to do it to something.
I hear. Okay, good. That's very, actually, that actually helped a lot.
Okay.
That point. Right? You can say, that's also to me.
Why are you going.
But if you do link it to something, it has to be something linkable.
Why do you want to link it if you can just say
that? I don't know.
That's not the difference between a net and a shua, though.
No, that's not the difference. You're right.
There are two types of the dharm. You can just say this is usher to me, and then you can link it to something usher or not.
I mean, the linking is what adds the.
No, it's a regular nether. This is just called Hatfasa, it's called a nether without.
We're going to see in about 5 minutes, we're going to do the run. He's going to tell you what's going on with the Torah business. We'll see in 2 minutes. Wait 2 minutes. The Tanya. Tanya? Yeah, a new thing. Tanya. Hanod nebatar lo maklum. We just learned. If someone makes a nether in the Torah, lo maklum. Says the run, the second run, where it says Hanod nebatar. See what it says? Klomar. Shenishba batora. He swears on the Torah. Dekari leitana lenishba noder u'kudikasvina leel. The Torah called the Tana here calls that a neder, but it's not a neder; it's a shavua. Umayri shatora menachas lefanov. The Torah is over here sitting here. V'amar bizu haTorah with this Torah shlo ese osha ese davar ploni. I will not do a certain thing. Lo maklum the daiti agvilin. You meant the parchment. Kidamrina b'samach, like we're going to say in a minute. Now, look at the top line. Back into the Gemara. The last word on the line. B'mash akasav ba, but if you make a neder on what's written in the Torah, then dvar of kayamin. Then your neder is, then your words are chal. Why is your shvua chal? Because God's name is written in the Torah. And that's something that you can make a shvua on God's name.
So anytime an aid goes in for medicine, he makes a shvua. Yes,
that's a different kind of shvua. That's not a shvua to ask or something. Those shvuas were either made up by the Torah, or the rabbis made it up to scare you to think you should not lie when you testify. So it's a different kind of shvua. Totally different. Some similarities, it's a totally different thing. Now, if you make the following statement, ba ubameh shekasav ba, with the parchment and what's written in there, with both, say both. Dvarav Kayamin, it works.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
So one second, why not? Ketani, ba meshe kasa ba dvarav Kayamin. We said just that a second ago. That if you say, by what's in there, it works. So ba u ba meshe kasa ba tzarach lememar. I need you to tell me that. That if you add on also the parchment, it makes it worse. No, it can't make it worse. So it's obvious it's good. Amar of Nachman, lo kasha, tanakasha. Ha, the seifa, what's the seifa? The seifa where you said both, is demachta a raisa a ara. The parchment, the Torah is on the ground. Resting on the ground. Right, the Meiri says, it doesn't mean, no, not the Meiri, someone says, it doesn't mean it's on the ground, in a bizarre thing away, it just means it's not on your hands. That's what it means, it's not on your hands. It's over there, not on the ground. It means it's not on your hands. Right? It doesn't mean it's on the floor. That's it's not a nice thing, a Torah's on the floor. It doesn't mean that. It just means
that
it's
if you're not holding it, it's like it's on the ground.
Right. That's exactly, okay. And ha, do not let the ratio was where it's in your hands. What's the difference? What's the difference? So, machtalara, if it's on the ground, or you're not holding it, daite agvili. You mean the parchment.
Right.
Why do you mean the parchment?
Parchment,
we have
the ground. It's Hashem's name that's a problem.
Right. Or you want to say like this.
Right.
But if you are holding it, then you mean the name of God. Why? So look at the Ran. The next Ran. Resha, see, this is Resha, the Hanodir Batara Lo Maklum, where we said that you make a neder in the Torah doesn't count. You're holding it. You meant the parchment. When you write on it.
When you're holding it?
When you just said the Torah. You didn't say what's in it. You didn't say what's in it.
Even if you're holding it.
Even if you're holding it. When did we say, when you said what's in it, it works. You mean the name of Hashem. V'harehu nishba b'ashem. And you're swearing with Hashem's name, which is a good shavua. Avol seifa de b'machta araisa al ara askinan, where it's on the ground, or you're not holding it. Lefikach ilu amar b'masha kasav ba b'vad lo amar klum. If you would have said that, it doesn't count. Kivan de machta ara amrinan da daite agvilan. Da'achi kamar b'masha kasav ba Torah da'ainu agvilan. Avol ki amar ba uba mesha kasav ba mahani. But when you say both, kivon the amar ba for hiser hagvilin, they already mentioned the gvilin. For chiyamar basha kasev ba al karchav daite as karas chaba. You obviously mean Hashem's name. So what did we just say? What's the difference now?
No, it's just that if it's on the ground, you have to say both.
If it's on the ground, you have to say both, right?
If you only say that was written in it, you still assume it's part.
Exactly. So if it's on the ground, you have to say both, and that answers the contradiction. That's why we have to say it a second time. So if it's on the ground, you must say both. Why? Because I thought if you're holding it, you have more of a chashivas to it, as opposed to it's over there. So therefore, when you say it, you mean the God. You don't mean the parchment. You're holding it. That's what I thought. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But what else is the difference?
No, that's right.
Right?
You just said it's right.
Right. So therefore, when it's on the ground, you have to say both. Because right. Even if you say what's written in it, we still think you mean the parchment.
You know, the parchment is usher, though. You can't use the parchment now. The parchment.
Correct. The point is, when you make a shavu, you have to say God's name. Separate halacha.
Shavua, now
yeah, exactly.
Saying that this has to be like this parchment.
That doesn't count. Right.
Why does that count?
That's a neder. I'm not talking about a neder.
Now we're hitting a shavua?
Right. Right. We made that switcheroo, we didn't even tell you. We didn't even send the memo about it. V'boiseima.
And you almost got away with it.
V'boiseima, I can give you another answer. You're right, this is a simpler answer. The machtal ara. It's on the ground. I have a hakamash malon. Why do I have to say it? Why do I have to say it a second time? It's on the ground. Kivin to Amar Bameh Shekasav Ba Mahani. It works. Vizu V'Ein Sarach Lomar Zukatani. And then I don't have to tell you, but I'll tell it anyway. I don't even have to tell you that if you say both, of course it's going to work. If one works, if to say what's written in it is a shvua, then to add on and I make a shvua on it and what's written in it, I don't even have to tell you that that's good, but I'll tell you anyway. Right? That's Du V'Ein Sarach Lomar Zu. Okay. V'bayseima, to give you another answer. Kula mitziyasa nami denakale biyade. It says mitziyasa, which means the middle case. It means both cases. You're holding it both times. V'ha kamash malon, kivan denakale biyade, since you're holding it, af agav delo amar ela ba, even if he said ba, kiman de amar bameh shekasa badami. Since you're holding it, when you said it, you of course meant what's inside it, and therefore it'll be good, the neder will be chal.
The shvua. He said, no debar Torah, just by the way. He just said, no debar Torah. He didn't say, you make a neder on the Torah, that's considered a shvua?
Yes.
It's not a neder.
That's what the Ran said on top. He said, we're talking about shvuas, even though we didn't tell you that.
Okay.
Right?
What's the
what?
It was the source.
Right. So one second. So what's the third answer? Right. You're both talking about you holding it in your hands, right? So even though you said ba, you mean to say what's the das karos, and it's a good neder. And of course, if you say both, you also mean the same thing. So that's not redundant, right? Okay. Next, konem shani yashan. If a guy makes a neder that I, so the Ran says shani, not she'ini. Sha'ani, right? Konim sha'ani yoshein. I make a neder that I will sleep. Sha'ani medaber, that I will speak. Sha'ani mahalach, that I will go over here. Ha'omer le'isha, I make a neder on you, says to his wife, konim sha'ani misham shecha, I will have relations with you, right? Harei zeb b'lo yachal devaro. And if you don't, you violated your neder.
The time limit?
What? We can get to the time limit in a minute. Right? Now, all these things, you really meant in a negative way. Meaning, I will not talk to you, I will not go, I will not be with my wife. It's all negative. How do you turn that into negative? What you said, because the way you said it was, konam, having relations with you, should be like a carbon, which is usher. Talking to you, right? Konam shani yashen. I make a neder, I make a, me sleeping is like a carbon. I'm not going to sleep.
How is that possible? It's not physically possible.
What? We're going to get to that. Now, Itmar, konam einai b'shena hayom. You ready for this? Your head's going to be spinning tomorrow. Konam, a guy makes a neder, Itmar, konam einai b'shena hayom im ishan lamachar. I make a neder that I won't sleep. I can't sleep today
if I'm going to sleep tomorrow.
Okay? Can you sleep today? Yeah. But then you can't sleep tomorrow. Right? This is very important because there's a whole daf tomorrow is built on this case.
I don't get what you said.
A guy makes a neder. Konam, I will not sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So the kicker is tomorrow. You can do whatever you want today, but then you have to worry about tomorrow. If I sleep today, I can't sleep tomorrow. So if I sleep today and I sleep tomorrow, I violated my neder. If I sleep today and I don't sleep tomorrow, I didn't violate my neder. If I don't sleep today and I sleep tomorrow, I also didn't violate my neder. Right? So far so good? So far so good. Now, Amar Yehuda Marav. So the first sheet is Al Yishan Hayom. Don't sleep today. Why not? Because Shema Yishan Lamacha. Maybe tomorrow you'll fall asleep. Right. So don't sleep today. Now.
But he didn't do anything wrong.
What?
He did sleep. He didn't do anything wrong.
If he does sleep, he doesn't do anything wrong. But it's good advice. Don't sleep today, so that tomorrow, if you fall asleep, you'll violate the neder. So don't sleep today, and then tomorrow you can do whatever you want. That's the first shita. Okay? Okay? You got that? Oh, the Mefarish says something that doesn't make any sense. The Mefarish says that how do you warn somebody? To throw a suffix, the Mefarish is to get malchus, how could you get malchus? Okay, whatever.
That's his word, man.
Yeah. Rav Nachman Amar, Yashan Hayom, sleep today. Don't worry about it. Go to sleep. V'lo chay shinon shema yishan lamachar. We're not afraid he'll sleep tomorrow.
Why?
Because he's got a neder on his head. So we don't assume people are going to violate the darm. You're allowed to sleep today. Sleeping today is not a problem, just then you can't sleep tomorrow. So there's no problem. Go to sleep today, and make sure tomorrow you don't sleep. One of the days you can't sleep.
That was the neder? One of the days I won't sleep?
Or? No, I won't sleep today if I sleep. I won't sleep. What was it? I won't sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. So one of the days you have to not sleep. It's either today or tomorrow. Says Rav Yehuda, don't do it today. Says Rav Nachman, don't do it tomorrow.
No, he said, I won't sleep today if I won't sleep tomorrow.
I won't sleep today if I sleep tomorrow.
Right, and it's converse also true.
No, I won't sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So if I sleep today, I can't sleep tomorrow. If I don't sleep today, then I can sleep tomorrow. So one day you have to stay up.
Where did you make this?
One day you have to say no matter what. Says the Yehuda, stay up today. Says the Nachum, stay up tomorrow. What are they arguing about? It's very simple to arguing about. We'll explain in a second. What? No, they're not arguing about worrying. Because look at the next line of the Gemara. Umodu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, but Omar, someone says the following. Konam eni b'shena l'machar im shena hayom. Right? This is the opposite. If someone says, I will not sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. It's the opposite. I will not sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. Everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, but Omar, konam eine b'shena l'machem eishan hayom, sheyishan hayom. You can sleep today. Why? Right?
Because the onus is on tomorrow.
What?
Because the onus is on tomorrow.
Because the onus is on tomorrow. Right? What's the difference? The difference is, kilo mizdaher bitana, avo bi'iser mizdaher. We only care about the nether itself, not the other condition. Does that make sense? We only care about the nether, not the condition. So, look at the Ran. Go back to Amud Beis. Yudal Amud Beis. It's the first Ran on the Gemara. You see where it says Kili Zohar Bitna? Kivin She'eno Iker Ha'itzer Ela Tnai Liom Rishon. It's not the Itzer of the Neder. It's only the condition. That we don't care about. Aval Bi'isuro the Itzer Kivin Shehu Iker Ha'itzer Afal Pi She'eno Aser Mitat Atzmo Ela Bitzirufo Shalom Rishon. It's only you made a ridiculous statement. You made a crazy statement. If I sleep today, you made all these crazy things. But there's two things. There's the Tanai and the actual Neder. Right? So let's go back. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the first case? The first case was, I won't sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. Right? I won't sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. One of the days you have to stay up. Says Rabbi Yehuda, stay up today. Why? Because maybe you'll violate your neder. How are you going to violate the neder? By sleeping tomorrow. You'll violate the neder.
And if he sleeps today, if he doesn't sleep today, how does it help?
What?
If he doesn't sleep today.
Then he's allowed to sleep tomorrow. Then he's allowed to sleep tomorrow. So don't sleep today because maybe you'll violate the neder. Right? Maybe you'll violate the neder by sleeping tomorrow. But in the second case, what was the second case? What? I won't sleep tomorrow if I sleep today.
Right.
So go to sleep today. Sleeping today is only the Tanai.
Right.
It's only the Tanai. It's not the Neder. Now tomorrow you can't sleep. You worry about that tomorrow. You hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
It's such good logic. All he cares about is the Neder, not the Tanai. That's why he agreed in the second case. You want to sleep today? Go right ahead. What's sleeping today? Nothing. If you sleep today, you can't sleep tomorrow. All right, so tomorrow. Worry about it tomorrow. Therefore, in the first case, he says, don't sleep today, so you shouldn't fall asleep tomorrow. Right? And the second case is, sleep today. What about tomorrow? Worry about it tomorrow. Makes perfect sense. He only cares about the neder. He doesn't care about the tonight. All right? So we'll stop here, and this goes on to the rest of the daf. Okay? Everyone have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.